Hello, everyone, and welcome to Million Dollar Decorating, the only podcast devoted to the worlds of design, decorating, and beautiful living. I'm your host, James Swan, and I am thrilled to have you subscribing to our podcast today, and more specifically, our newly launched special feature, Market Buzz, where we go behind the scenes at major design events and bring you interviews with design influencers and style setters, keeping you current on all that's happening each and every day of market. And as you know, we've been in Las Vegas this week celebrating Las Vegas Market. And today I have as our guest, one of our last guests actually, and we're going to do a little bit of a recap and look back at the fabulous week that we've had. We have with us today Chief Marketing Officer and President of Gift Leasing with IMC here in Las Vegas, Dorothy Belshaw. Dorothy, welcome.
Hi, James. Thanks for having me.
It's so good to have you with us today. You must be just running on empty right now because this is a big, big week and you're sort of at the driving force behind it.
Yeah, market, somehow your energy builds all the way through the week. And even on Thursday, I start with quite a good burst, but definitely tomorrow will be a bit of a letdown. It's a little depressing when market's over.
Yeah, we were talking about that off air earlier, that there is that moment when it's all over and everybody's gone. It's kind of like the party's over. And
yeah, it's sad.
You've done it before and you know that another one's coming.
Yeah,
so you regroup and on you go.
Yeah.
Do you literally start planning for the next one the day after this is over or pretty close?
We've already started planning. Absolutely. As we go through the week and we receive feedback from our customers, we really focus on what we can do better or differently. That feedback's important to us. We kind of view our role as being a partner, not just a manager or a producer. We partner with the whole industry to make sure that every 6 months we deliver an experience that's better than the last.
Now, bring us up to speed. Tell us exactly what it is that you do and how you fit into all of that magic making that goes on here in Las Vegas.
Right. So in my role, I am responsible for leasing gift and accessory vendors at the market. And then in the marketing role, our entire department is responsible for bringing the buyers to market. And by buyers, that can be a retailer, it could be an e-tailer, a designer. And honestly, we look at bloggers and tastemakers and trend watchers as important attendees of our market as well. We're really creating an ecosystem.
And it's a living, thriving, growing, changing thing, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
What has been new in that ecosystem, this market, that has been a little different from the last one? What new additions have you made?
Well, each market in Las Vegas, because it's a growing market, we add more tenants every 6 months. We enrich categories. We expand categories. And then we also focus on and feature trends. So whatever way they're shifting or growing. We've added a lot of home furnishings resources in the last 6 months across all categories. Traditional, case goods, upholstery, casual and outdoor has been a huge area of growth. And then in the gift sector, we've focused extensively on growth in the housewares and kitchenware category.
Is it a pretty even distribution amongst those categories of the business that you do here? Or how does that break down?
We have been a furniture market for 10 years. The gift sector was added 5 years ago. So it is growing. It's an adolescent at this point, I would say.
Not a toddler anymore.
And the furniture side of the business is more of a grown-up. But I don't like the use of the word mature because it is always evolving to really meet the needs of the industry and to reflect growing consumer interest in certain sectors.
And how do you stay in touch then with those demands of the consumer? Because ultimately all of this is pointed at the consumer. What tools do you use to track that?
We rely pretty heavily on all of our constituents to lead us in that direction. We find that our manufacturers, our wholesalers, and our retail buyers, and particularly our designers, very much have their finger on the pulse of what's selling, what's about to sell, what's maybe trending out. And then we look to support and communicate those trends at market to help stay them ahead of, help them stay ahead of the curve.
We've had a number of guests come through here, designers who've been on our show previously. Many of them have been to Las Vegas market before, but I've also had a handful that this is their first time. They refer to themselves as Vegas virgins. I'm using their term, not my term. But we had nothing but positive feedback. How do you go about attracting new people, new designers, since we're talking about designers right now? What tools are in place that you use to draw and invite new designers into Las Vegas market?
Well, we rely heavily on our overall marketing and communications plan. We are in touch with the design community, and not just in Las Vegas, but in Los Angeles and Scottsdale and Ketchum and wherever there really is a sophisticated design sensibility at work. And we work hard on those relationships. They're critical. The designers that come here, they take over our Instagram feed. We rely on them to produce programming during market related to trends. And they really help us to stay fresh and relevant.
Just for your records, Atlanta, Chicago, and Miami were the homes for the designers that had mentioned that this was their first time.
You're kidding. Yeah, that's true, actually. Miami in particular, I think the design sensibility there more closely mirrors Las Vegas than other regions. So, yeah, a similarity.
Similar.
It's a very exciting aesthetic.
Energetic. I would call it energetic. Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about the category mix. We touched on it a little bit ago. Talk to us what's happening in those categories, what's happening in hot right now, what's got the attention of you through the buyers and the designers that you talk to.
Yeah, casual and outdoor, which I mentioned, is strong and growing for us and in general in people's lives today. I think wherever you live, at whatever time of year you can get outside and live outside, people want to do that. It's just healthy, it's fun, it's beautiful. And it's not just lawn chairs anymore, right? I mean, they're true designed environments. And so that's been a huge area of growth for us. On the decor side, we've seen a lot of growth in the artisanal side of the business. So whether it's actually handcrafted or it has an artisanal flair, maybe it's antique, maybe it's vintage, maybe it has a bit of distressing, or it's just special and different. I think people don't want sameness in their homes any longer. They want it to reflect who they are, where they've been, where they've traveled or not traveled. And we see that reflected across the whole home. So that's a trend that carries all the way through to tabletop, to linens, even to a child's room, you know, whether you have a vintage quilt or a vintage toy, children's products become the decor. And so that carries all the way through to gift. So
for people who haven't visited Las Vegas Market, when you pull up out front, there are these big white tents across the parking lot called Pavilions, right? Do I have that right? Talk to us about what's housed in those. And they're huge. I can't stress enough to people who've not visited here, and we'll post some pictures to reinforce this point. They're massive. What have you filled up those with? It's the type of things that you just talked about,
right? It's a lot of new resources. In any market, the temporary exhibits, which is smaller producers, newer products that are being showcased in an open format. So as a buyer or a designer, it enables you to really see a lot that's new without stepping into a showroom. You can get a really good snapshot of what's trending. And also it's what's absolutely brand new. It's the launching pad for what down the road will become mainstream and established. So we feature all categories there. Gift, housewares, tabletop, toy, stationery, home decor. And then also we have a pretty significant antiques, one-of-a-kind area. And that's really exciting for designers. They were lined up 10 deep on Sunday morning, trying to get the first of anything that they might like, because once they tag it, it's gone. So, and it's interesting that one-of-a-kind has a role now in the designer industry. It's not something they can replicate home after home, so it helps them to differentiate one home from another. And I think if you're looking for that, which many people are, it's a really valuable resource.
Hugely valuable. And it's a fairly recent addition to the product mix here for you,
yes.
Right? So you've added it in response to the demand or the request.
Yes, absolutely. It really rounds out the designer range of product that we have here on campus, from traditional to contemporary to cleaner lines to high-end specialty boutique channel, and then all the way through to antique vintage.
We were chatting at dinner the other night, and that question was asked, and I simply didn't know the answer, but I'm just realizing now that you probably do. Vendors that maybe appear in the tents this year and do well, is it the type of thing that you want to see them grow and sort of come into the main buildings at some point and fill showroom space? Is that the progression that you're looking
yes,
for?
Yes, it's really a proving ground. I think if you can establish contacts as a manufacturer or a maker with buyers, and they see that you have staying power show after show, and you begin to build that buyer base, it really positions you as a new supplier to have a more established presence in the building.
Right. Kind of growth you look for,
yes.
And
yes.
Certainly the vendors are
yes.
looking for in their business.
There are many mainstream brands today that started in an 8x10 booth. Burt's Bees is a great example of that. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it started with Burt in a pipe and drape booth, not at this market, it was many years ago. With some beeswax.
Great stories abound,
yeah.
Don't they? They really
yeah.
do. On a slightly lighter note, we're asking all of our guests who their big design crush is. You see so many names come through here. I can't imagine that you've got one. But do you have one that you're crushing on? Maybe today, not this week even, but just today.
I can't answer that question. I have three children, and I would never tell you which one is my favorite. Similarly, I would never do that. I will say, though, I'm not being coy. I think we have so many talented designers that we work with, and they each have a unique and special point of view that they bring to our market, which is why we never feature the viewpoint of just one, because we need to attract to a really broad cross-section of retailers, of consumers, and having a varied designer point of view is really, really important.
Well, and you do it very, very well. So I respect the fact that you're going to dodge my
completely.
Question there.
Completely.
But you did it so gracefully.
Thank you.
You really did.
Thank you.
But the building does a beautiful job in providing a venue for each of those different unique points of view, and you showcase them so beautifully. So.
Yeah.
From my little point of view, hats off and hat tip to you for making that
well, thank
so beautiful.
You.
This one, I won't put you on the spot. This is maybe just an observation and curious about you personally. Part of success at a market is being able to tote all the stuff around that you've got to lug from place to place. What bag are you carrying this week?
I'm carrying a little Coach over-the-shoulder bag. I don't carry anything very heavy because that's how you tear a rotator cuff. But I have a small bag. I fit a lot of really important things in it. I have my phone because that's how I access my apps for the market to find things. And it's also how I keep up with our Instagram feed, which is a really important way of knowing in the moment what's being identified. I usually carry a pocket guide, a paper pocket guide. I still like paper. And under eye concealer, really important. Breath mints, crucial. And pictures of my kids.
So clearly you've done this before. You're coming prepared. She's a loyal mom, which I love. And what's the Instagram feed? So our listeners who may not already be following you can do that.
At Las Vegas Market.
At Las Vegas Market. We'll put that in the show notes section, so anyone who misses it in during the interview can click on that when they go to the website. It's a fun one to follow. It really is. I got hooked on it over a year ago.
And it's live all year long. So we are very prolific during market, and that's also when it's taken over by designers. But between markets, we continue to feature shots that we took at market or products or vignettes that are upcoming for the next market. So you can access it every day.
You guys do a good job teasing what's coming up.
We do.
Dorothy Belshaw, this has been great getting to chat with you. I really appreciate you taking time out of a very busy schedule.
Thanks, James.
We want to say thank you to all of our subscribers who've tuned into the show today. You know how we feel about you around here. You make this show possible. You make it happen. Without you, this show just wouldn't exist. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing news about the show with your friends and helping us to continue to grow. Go over to the website, milliondollardecorating.com, and catch the notes from today's show. We'll have the links to the Las Vegas Market's website. We'll post a link to the Instagram account so you can follow that one also. Stay current on all the great things that the team here at Las Vegas Market are doing. While you're there on the website, look at a few of our buttons too. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. And finally, most importantly, remember that it's up to you to make your world more beautiful.
Looking for a tool to quickly draw a 2D plan and see your designs in a 3D photorealistic render using your own furniture items? Then check out RoomStyler. Go to RoomStyler.com now. Thank you.